20 and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbar Tailosh. Let's take a look at the headlines. Kanyama Aspirant promises economic empowerment for women. Governance activist clarifies on withdrawal of candidates. In foreign news, Benin strengthens laws to combat production of fake banknotes. And in sports, Zambia forecast ahead of crucial return leg against Congo. Now the news in detail. The Anti-Corruption Commission, RCC, has arrested Hamanyanga Hamanyanga, a member of the World Development Committee, for corrupt practices involving 200,000 kwacha. RCC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisenga, says Mr. Hamanyanga, 32, of Kishitu Compound in Mulawesi District, Western Province, has been charged with one count of failure to disclose interest. Ms. Chisanga says investigations by the Commission reveal that between 1st January 2024 and 31st January 2024, Hamanyanga, being a member of the Constituency Development Fund Committee at Mulawesi Town Council, failed to disclose his interest in a loan empowerment application involving his brother's company, Hantulu Hamanyanga Transport and General Dealers. She says he further participated in the consideration, discussion and recommendation for the award of an empowerment loan amounting to 200,000 kwacha to the said company. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has called on citizens across the country to actively participate in campaigning activities ahead of the August 13th general elections, urging supporters to rally behind President Hakainde Hichilema and Vice President Mutalina Lumango for what they describe as a decisive victory. Speaking on behalf of the Western Province Presidential Campaign Team, Media Coordinator Spooky Mlemwa appealed to citizens to avoid complacence and ensure a strong voter turnout in support of the ruling party. He further urged supporters not to underestimate the opposition, stating that the campaign should remain focused and disciplined.
President Hakainde Hichilema has put Zambia on a growth trajectory and has performed exceptionally well, given the state of economic ruin the country was in when he assumed office in 2021. Indeed, President Hichilema's footprints are visible in all sectors, which include infrastructure development, education and life-saving skills training, access to healthcare, youth and women empowerment, as well as social protection initiatives to uplift citizens' welfare. Rural communities across our great nation, particularly Western Province, had previously lagged behind in terms of meaningful development. However, President Hichilema has restored hope in the citizens as they can see transformation in many sectors.
Aspiring Member of Parliament for Kanyama Constituency, Dr. Mwaka Nyirenda, says part of her manifesto is economic empowerment for women. Dr. Nyirenda has stated that women are the pillars of the family and the nation, as they are the ones that take care of families. She has added that she is on the ground helping the women in Kanyama.
Part of the manifesto is economic empowerment for women. Nakondolana maningi na abazimai ba kukanyama. They are very, very hard working, extremely. Tifuna tivatandize ma business, tifuna tichite ma cooperatives. Abazimai ni wamene vaganiza wana, vaganiza lelo tizadia chani, tilipa groundi, tilipo kutandiza abazimai. Chifuka ndiye ma pillars, vamo community ndiye ma pillars, mu family. They are also number one voters in Kanyama. So definitely, they know they have my support. For International Women's Day, tinapasa hundreds and hundreds of 25 kg millimeter bags. Chifukatiziva, there's a lot of hunger. So sometimes, instead of saying, when I come in, Nizachita so, and I'm your MP, it's to help right now.
Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has clarified that a candidate in an election cannot withdraw after the close of nominations. Mr. Mwanza explained that withdrawal is only possible between the filing of nomination and before the close of nominations. He says Section 312 of the Electoral Process Act is very clear and instructive on when a withdrawal can take place. He added that resignation would cause a candidate to fall off only when one resigns from the party. Political science expert and Disability Rights Watch Western Province coordinator Cornelius Likomauzo has called on all political players in the country to uphold peace, promote issue-based campaigns, and protect the country's long-standing stability as the nation heads towards the general elections in August. Speaking on Unity and Democracy Responsibility, Mr. Likomauzo emphasized that political actors must avoid violence and instead focus on presenting clear development agendas for their constituencies. He further urged candidates contesting on various political party tickets to prioritize policies and development plans rather than personal attacks or divisive rhetoric. He also highlighted the vulnerability of persons with disabilities during electoral periods, warning that they are often at higher risk during moments of political tension and violence.
Further, we encourage the political players, especially those who are contesting on various political tickets or political party tickets in the country, to ensure that they focus on issue-based politics, what they are intending to do for their constituencies and the political wards after the general election in August. Thereafter, take note, in the country, there are some of the persons with disabilities who are supporting the various political parties who need to be protected by avoiding political and electoral violence because they cannot run away, they cannot protect themselves. Therefore, we encourage all the political parties to preserve the peace that we are enjoying now and after elections.
Just now we took a break to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Lawmakers in Benin have unanimously adopted a reform which strengthens the fight against fake banknotes. It also increases penalties against traders and individuals refusing to accept notes and coins issued by the Central Bank of West African States. This includes those that are slightly damaged but still valid. Fines and prison sentences are planned for those who refuse legal tender or who apply excessive fees to exchange them. The new law also provides for prison sentences of 10 to 20 years for people involved in the counterfeiting or falsification of banknotes and coins. For more information, news, here is the BBC.
The head of the World Health Organization, who's in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, is due to travel to the remote northeastern province of Ituri, the center of the current Ebola outbreak. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is aiming to spearhead efforts to contain the virus. Scientists have trialed a test that can distinguish between breast cancer patients who need chemotherapy and those who do not. The results suggest millions of women could safely avoid chemotherapy, sparing them its toxic side effects. The BBC has learned that Ukraine is using a new generation of AI-powered drones to step up its attacks on Russian targets. The operation has seen